from KQED.
Never should it sound like you're going, like really like breathing it, kind of like bluesy, like if you were like singing a...
That's mandolinist and violinist Eva Scow. She directs ensembles for the Milestones Youth Jazz Workshop, a project of the nonprofit Jazz Fresno. It's the first rehearsal of the year for this jazz combo, made up mostly of middle school age kids from all over the city. Alice Daniel sent us this audio postcard from the band room.
Give me a bossa nova beat. Give me a samba beat. One, a two, a one, two, here we go. Our goal in Milestones is to teach you how to play jazz, but also to teach you how to play together, right? So playing in a jazz band, you're going to come across a lot of different things that maybe aren't going to be on paper, or maybe you're not going to be comfortable or used to.
Yeah, this is my first year. I've never played jazz before. Yeah.
You want to try? How about try it with Deshavon? Because she already put herself out there. I know you can. One, two, three, and...
My name is Scout Whitaker, and I play violin. There's a form that you follow, but, you know, it's much more relaxed, and it brings more improvisation that really doesn't happen in classical music, but it's such an important musical quality. I feel like it's truly music because it's emotions that you're trying to portray. It's not emotions that were written down for you. It's improv. You make it up as you go. It's what you feel.
My name is Leo Perigilli. When you improvise, that's where the creativeness comes in. And even when you're reading music, you can add little dynamics or anything like that. You can do trills, or you can maybe do a note that's maybe a slightly bit higher or something, and it just makes it sound awesome with the rest of the group.
I am Deshavon Ricks. What I like about jazz is that you can improvise and be yourself when you play.
I'm Jim Page. I started Milestones 3 years ago. It occurred to me that there are so many kids that didn't have access to jazz education and performance programs, and it just didn't seem fair to me. We provided scholarships to go to our summer program, and in return, two school districts are providing facilities for us for our school year program at no cost.
I live with my mom. She's a single parent, so she wouldn't be able to afford it with the four other kids, so I got a scholarship to be in it. When Milestones came, I was surprised because of the way that they played, and like I never heard of jazz, and the way that they played, it just really touched my heart because I really wanted to play that.